The last time I spoke to my father, he was about to board a plane from Tehran to Kiev. So begins an article written last year in Toronto Life by Rahana Durrani, whose father, Ali Asghar Durrani, was killed as one of the passengers on board Ukrainian International Flight 752 was shot down by the Iranians. And Saturday will mark the second year. I don't even want to call it an anniversary. Marks 2 years since that horrific tragedy. And Rahana joins us now. First of all, I just can't imagine what you're going through. That article that you wrote was so powerful. And so I lost my dad just about 7 weeks ago, not like this, in a very peaceful way, not in a horrific plane crash. So I want to send you my deepest condolences on the loss of your dad and talk about that. Talk about this coming up 2 years, if you can, and what this means.
Absolutely. First of all, my condolences on the loss of your father. Regardless if it was peaceful or not, a loss is a loss, and that's very painful. So my heart goes out to you and your family.
Thank you.
I think we have to keep note that it wasn't a crash, that two missiles shot down the plane and killed everyone on board, including my father.
Yes.
And as we gear up to the second, as you said, not an anniversary, the second year of his loss, it's still very, very painful and very hard to deal with and comprehend that I no longer have my best friend in my life.
It's hard. The words matter. And I've seen the word crash. It's not a crash. They shot it down. They have hidden the truth. They've lied about it. And the quest for justice has been beyond challenging. Talk about that.
Well, you know, with the government that lied, when Iran lied about the downing of it, and then the falsified facts, the fact that my father's body was looted, things were stolen from him, and in addition to other victims of that, the downing, it's
sorry,
hard.
Your father's, then, sorry, I didn't know that. Tell me about that. What do you mean?
My father's phone was stolen because it rang right after they were shot down. His technology, his iPad, he was a big reader, his Kindle was stolen. Lots of items were stolen from him and the other victims.
You couldn't even get his last correspondences, all that.
No, because his phone is gone. So even whatever you can do with your iCloud and so on, it's been challenging. We were able to obtain two rings from him, and that's only because they weren't able to remove it from his body. So we have those. My brother has one and I have one. They're very badly damaged. And a credit card.
Incredible. Talk about the road to try to get some answers here, because it's been the Canadians, the Ukrainians, the Iranians, and it just seems like doors are closing all over the place.
And I think you're going to hear the word from different governments how COVID has impacted the search for justice and truth. But I think that we have been forgotten. We have given our testimonies. We have spoken to the RCMP. We have attended meeting after meeting. And I do believe that the victims, the families, they're not a priority. And it's hard. It's hard to deal with a government like Iran where they don't communicate or try to brush us under the rug. And then you have to deal with, you know, Canada trying to navigate through COVID while also dealing with so much more. But then there's something that's so important to us as victims, is trying to figure out what's next for our families, our lost ones, my father, the 24 children on that plane, the unborn child, what's next for them and their families.
What do you need from the Canadian government right now, Rahana?
You know, And this is what you're going to find interesting. My father was not a political man. He was a very peaceful man. And so I struggle with what I want for them. My father picked Canada as a place to live because he believed that it truly was the land of opportunity where marginalized individuals like himself could be safe. What I want from them is just to pursue what happened. I want them to work as hard as they can to find out the truth behind everything and then bring justice to those that were lost.
How do you get the truth?
Oh,
I mean, that's the question. You're dealing with Iran. I reported from Iran. I've been there. I mean, it's how do you get the truth from a regime that has almost no interest in telling the truth?
And has no regard for life, as you could clearly see, in which is why I'm talking to you right now. I don't know. I don't know how they do that. And that's where I'm stuck. I don't have the language. I'm not Iranian. My family is from Africa. So there's that disconnect there. And the association works so hard during their own investigations. And I don't know what the truth looks like. I don't know what we'll get. If it wasn't for that one individual that recorded what happened to that plane, we never would have known.
First of all, the idea that you're coming on a national radio show and I have to ask you, how do you get the truth, as if you're some expert in, you know, crash forensics, political diplomacy. This is the problem. The victims' families suddenly are put in the position like, what do you want? It's like, I would like someone in Canada to get justice for me. You're not an expert. You're raising kids.
That's what it is. Like, I don't know. This is completely out of my realm.
Right.
You know, I lived in a nice bubble with my great family and a great profession. And then all of a sudden I'm thrust into this new realm of my life where I don't know how to navigate. Like, how do I find truth from a country that won't give it to you? How do I become someone who's political that hasn't really been a political person my whole life? And it's just a lot of newness that's weighing you down. And all you want to know is, why did someone take away the best thing in my life?
You know what I'm going to do, because I got about a couple minutes here.
Of course.
We need justice. But, you know, when my dad passed, man, it's hard to not think about that moment. I was there with him, but he had a whole life. So I'm going to just say, here, you got the last couple seconds here. Just tell us something about your dad. Just say something about your dad that is not the crash, that is your best friend.
My father was what all little girls need as a father. He was equal with my brother and I. He focused on both of us individually, independently. He wanted us to be able to function society, be a part of the Canadian side society while still keeping our religion. He made sure that we could play hockey, that we could skate, that we could swim, that we could be educated individuals, and most importantly, give back to society. So because of my father and my mother, I am an educator, and I'm very thankful for what I do. And giving back to society is something that my father has ingrained in both my brother and I, and that's something that I try to do on a daily basis. I try everything in my power to emulate my father, who always believed in giving back to everyone.
Well, I'm going to say this. May his memory be a blessing. May the justice come quickly. And Rehana, thank you for joining us. Take care. I know it's a very difficult time, but I really thank you for sharing that story.